Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The 49ers get beat 23-17, and a lot of the numbers don't look good. Six sacks given up, two turnovers, a punt blocked.
Almost a muff punt, Steiny.
And they simply
muffed one, but
simply,
he got it back.
Yeah, they simply couldn't get the Vikings offense off the field consistently. And interestingly, though, the 49ers won the time of possession battle, if that means anything. But when you go 99 yards and 7 seconds.
Yeah,
you might not win that win the time of possession game, and it turned out not to matter.
Yeah, I do wonder if just about Kyle and his approach. You know, you talked about the record that Jordan Mason set against the Jets in regard to the most carries for one back under Kyle Shanahan. Stoney, I wonder why he went away from feeding the beast, that is J.P. Mason, and why he only got 20 carries. I'm not saying that's why they lost, but you hit me earlier this morning when you said, you know, they got down and inside the 10 and first and goal, and they threw it three times. Like, that's your bell cow. He averaged 5 yards on the ground. So I don't know if he was trying to spell them or what, but I guess it's fair to second guess why we didn't get more Mason.
And the only thing I can think of is, you know, he's a backup running back who carried 28 times on a short week. And maybe Kyle Shanahan didn't want to run him 25, 30 times the following week. Here's Kyle Shanahan on their failure to convert on third downs.
All right.
We didn't convert on third down. When you go two, I think we were 2 of 9 on third down, which usually doesn't lead to touchdowns very much unless you're doing it all in first and second. 1 of 3 on fourth down doesn't help. I think we finished, I think on that last, we were 2 of 4 in the red zone. So it was a challenge today, and we can do better.
Yeah, 2 for 10, actually, from on third down conversions for the San Francisco 49ers.
And what about Kyle coming out being, this year, ultra-aggressive, going for fourth down early, Steiny, letting it hang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bob's in San Francisco. What's up, Bob? How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going? Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
I got three quick observations. Number one, everybody knows that with the preseason shortened, everybody's, you know, it's going to take week three before everybody can start getting sharp again, right? That's just my perception. Then I think that the other thing was that we got two young players playing safety. So, you know, they obviously just let the guy get behind them. That was a big no-no. I agree with the fact that we didn't use Mason. You guys hit the nail on the head. When you're up that close and you're not running, you're only running once. I mean, come on. We should learn from our mistakes. You know, that's the thing. But I'm not saying that he's not, you know, I mean, Shanahan is the best we got, right? Obviously, he's a great coach. But the fact is just that sometimes maybe he needs an extra guy around him to kind of get him aware of what's going on, maybe. I'm not sure. I just don't know about that. But anyway, the other observation was that if you look at the Chicago offense last night, right?
Okay.
Every time they ran, that actually hurt their offense because they have no running game.
Mm.
It's the opposite for us. That is our offense, is our running game. And then so when you get down to the goal line, why are you throwing three times in a row? You know, that just doesn't make any sense. So
yeah.
Anyway, I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it, Bob. To me, there's two things there.
Overreaction Monday, I get it.
To me, there's two things there. One is I get establishing the run –
Right.
But why wouldn't you want to run it when you finally do get down into that area? The bottom line is they passed 36 times and they ran 25 times. And Jordan Mason ran 20 times for 100 yards. But I think a lot of it, in terms of people who wanted the 49ers to run more, I mean, I don't disagree with you, but when you play the whole game from behind, sometimes that changes your sense of urgency.
Yeah, but Steiny,
especially when it's more than one score.
Yeah, but I'll say this, at halftime, they were down 6 points. It was 13-7. So you talk about, you know, Brian Flores and his success last season against Kyle Shanahan on the offensive side of the ball. Christian McCaffrey, Steiny, was in that game. And Minnesota has success. A lot of times, Evan and I saw this in the green room. We had the game on. You know, they were bringing, they were showing seven guys. Minnesota was like they were going to bring them. And then a lot dropped off in coverage. And I wonder before the game if somehow there was some PTSD from last year's Monday night game to where Kyle felt like, I'm not going to run or try to establish the run, because Isaac Garrido is the only other back outside of Debo with a carry. And Steiny, I think in a crazy way, that helped Minnesota not having to stop Mason, because he was getting it when he got it.
JT in San Jose. What's up, JT? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough watch. I mean, just from my observation, Shanahan, what he does the best, he overthinks things. The game plan should have been simple. Run the ball, establish a run. Let's get these linebackers off the line of scrimmage. When you're putting 7-8 guys in the box, they already know you're going to run. Then when you see Debo out in the flats, where do you think the ball's going to go? You put him in the back, but where do you think the ball's going to go? The thing is, like, when you had CMC back there, you got to pick your poison. Okay, if he's over here, you got Debo out in the flats, you got to, who's going to take who? I just didn't see that him spraying the ball like he should. The offensive line was horrible. Horrible. We spent all this money for these great players, and that poor kid's running for his life. I don't care how much money you pay him. If he's going to be on his back like this all the time, your money is not invested well. Those guys should have never got the money and didn't. They definitely underperformed.
Well, so far,
see him in that type of pressure. Yeah, no, I mean, it's hard to watch defensively, too. I feel like these guys came in there and go, hey, it's just Minnesota. Hey, Sam Darnold. I see two coaches that were not prepared. Defensively, that disappoints me. Shanahan, I already know who Shanahan is. We know what he does this to us every game. But with our defensive coordinator, with the type of players you have, you should be effective. And my thing is, those are great players. Those guys are only as good as when you put them in position to win. We already know their athletic ability. So my thing is coaching. Why are they not prepared? And then you're getting beat by second and third string guys?
Yeah.
Come on. That's wild.
Thanks, JT. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
And Steiny, I'll say this to that point about sourcing, dialing up pressure. What do we know about Sam Darnold? That's his weakness, right? That's why he's been a journeyman. And I felt like the Niners just, you know, let him get comfortable. And they let him get comfortable by not making him make quick decisions or getting rid of the ball. And again, that 97-yarder, forget it got complete. Steiny, I'm like, who the hell do you think you are? You know who's coming at you? You're playing the Niners and you're throwing from your end zone? He had 3.5 seconds, 4 seconds to step up and throw that thing. Like, and it's 1 week. I'm turning into you. What was I saying last Tuesday? Oh, this defense. But it is shocking the way that this game played out. Kyle not feeding the beast. And Sorensen not dialing up the pressure when he saw that his guys weren't getting home.
Yeah. See, that's where, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll bet you there weren't a lot of running backs that carried 20 or more times yesterday. So it's not like he went totally away from Mason. And the other thing is, as much as Darnold did, I mean, they got to him 4 times. They sacked him 4 times.
But not on the third down, Steiny.
Okay.
On the money downs.
Well, they got to get stops. They got to get stops. Maybe we overestimated this defense.
Well, they are. No excuses. But what was my concern? No Greenlaw. I don't know what's going on there. Hopefully we'll be back. But more so than that, Steiny, no Hufanga. So maybe that 97-yarder doesn't happen. I don't know, but bottom line is you got to manufacture when your guys aren't getting home. And Bosa had the two sacks. It starts with him. He's the highest paid defensive player in the league. So if anybody wants to pick up the phone, call in, text, or say they need to see more, I get that. But nobody on that defensive front was disruptive. And I sure as hell didn't think Minnesota, with their new defensive line, Steiny, was going to get six sacks. Like, Trent didn't have a good game. Brindle, nobody up there had a good game, I didn't believe. I mean, well, man, they could say, F you. We ran for 100 yards on the ground and averaged 5 yards a pop run block, and the coach didn't dial it up enough.
I mean, Warner played well. Debo Samuel played well. I think Mason ran very well.
Those three.
But other than those three, I don't know who played well.
Do you think Kyle coached well? I'm going to say this wasn't his best game.
I mean, it's so easy to say that after you lose. Sure. He got out-coached.
Sorensen, if I want to throw him
in. He got out-coached. Nah, you know, basically, anytime a coach loses, you're going to say he got out-coached for the most part. Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. What's up, Doug in Berkeley? How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I'm doing pretty well. I got the day off.
Nice.
There you go.
I'm doing pretty well. I get to listen to you guys. You know, ordinarily that doesn't happen. So.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I got some quick thoughts.
Yep.
Just a few quick thoughts. One, Minnesota outplayed us for sure. But one thing is, give them credit. We look bad partly because we were complacent, I seem. But the other thing is, the other team makes you look bad when they play well. You know, so I think that you know, Minnesota gets some credit. I think everybody was off their game. If you think back to last week, we won the game. But really deep down inside, do you think we looked that great last week? I think we looked good, but I don't think we looked that great. And I think people were complacent, you know, our guys, a little bit. And that contributed to it.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're only down 20-14. Yep. We're never down a lot. Our inherent talent is such that even when we are complacent and don't play well, we shouldn't be down a lot, but we're not playing our best game. But we're just so talented that we're not going to be embarrassed, but we know we can play better.
Yeah.
Fred Warner had it right. There were too many guys saying, oh, my bad, you know, my bad, and they're looking around for somebody else to make a play. I think he was right on when he said that. Final couple thoughts. thinking back to last season. I'm looking at yesterday. I know Brock had 300 yards. But the offensive line and, you know, Trent and all this kind of stuff supposed to be great, and it wasn't the best game. But if you just think in your mind, he's always got three defensive guys around him when he's letting the ball go. It's rare that he has a clean pocket.
Mm.
If you just stand back from the page and just think about the games, doesn't it seem like more often than not, more often than not, he's pressured. I think that he's arguably better than we think he is. If we could just give him some time, you think Tom Brady was the best. What's your major takeaway when you think about those games back when Tom Brady, somehow Belichick got him an offensive line. He was not mobile. He was rarely pressured. When he got pressured, that's why he lost those two Super Bowls and the Giants got to him. I mean, Brock is pressured all the time.
No, so, you're right about that. And that's the one thing about, you know, you mentioned Brady. I mean, Brady was known for getting rid of it before the rush could get there. And clearly Purdy, Kyle Shanahan needs him to operate with a little more time.
But go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
No, I was just going to say, Snotty, I'm not saying the guy's wrong, but from when I watch Niner games, I don't think Purdy's under any more duress than anybody else. And since the inception of him being the starting quarterback, they've went to an NFC championship game and a Super Bowl seconds away from winning it. Now, yesterday, he was under duress. Don't get me wrong, but, I mean, you don't win like the Niners do without handling your business up front. And, you know, he's done it with his legs. Every quarterback's under pressure, but yesterday was bigger than that. They got whipped up front on both sides of the on the ball, and I didn't see that happening. And again, you can say what you want, but I don't look at it like that, Stoney, to where he's running for his life.
Well, I don't look at last year anymore as mattering at all. To me, whatever they did last year, whatever they were successful at, whatever they needed to work on is what they had to do. This year's team is completely different. They're 1-1,
yeah,
and they haven't done a great job of giving Brock Purdy a lot of time to throw. And Purdy hasn't looked as good as he's looked in the past in the first 2 weeks. Thought he was fine in week one. He was good. Yesterday, didn't play well.
Yeah,
I don't think he played well. I don't think that he I don't necessarily think he was running for his life, but he also wasn't just sitting back there with plenty of time to throw. And, I mean, the numbers aren't terrible, but the reality of the situation is he had one touchdown pass, and, I mean, who cares if it's a fumble or an interception?
Right.
It's two turnovers. And it really, to me, wasn't like sometimes if a quarterback's in the pocket and there's a heavy rush and he fumbles, sometimes I don't blame it on the quarterback. But a play like that, I mean, that's two interceptions,
yeah,
plain and simple.
And if you watch the game, which I know you did, Stoney, there were some, again, I'm not nitpicking here, but I'm just telling you what I saw. Minnesota dropped in coverage, and Brock tried to squeeze it in there and got lucky on some throws. You could say, oh, that happens to every quarterback, Goo, but the bottom line, the decision-making and some of the coverages he tried to throw the ball into, he got lucky on a few.
From the 707, 4th and 1 on the 2 yard line with Mason averaging 5 a carry, yeah, and not giving him the ball.
Yeah.
I thought the third down where they had.
Even the commentators were saying, here comes Mason.
Well, I'm talking about the one late in the game where it was third down and they threw the ball to Deebo Samuel for -8 yards.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell that was.
That's called TC, Stoney. Too cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A-Bomb in Petaluma. What's up, A-Bomb? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
So, absolutely.
What was up with Wisnowski? That was the worst onside kick I've ever seen in my life. Like, I have an 8-year-old son who could have done a better onside kick. I mean, they might as well just handed the ball to the guy. It had no bounce to it. It was like a little spiral right to him.
But the onside kick is dead now in the NFL if you look at the success rate. I hear you, but it's kind of, if you need that, you ain't getting it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But I just thought it was pathetic. You're a pro. You got to be practicing that. Give your guys a little bit more of a chance, you know? And the other point was when the block punt happened, like Wisnowski just like blacked out and just stared at him like, what am I going to do now? It's like, touch the guy. What are you doing?
Yeah, that was strange. That was strange why they didn't at least tackle the guy after it got blocked.
Yeah.
This is Brock Purdy. We're talking about the fourth and goal early in the game, and some people didn't like that call of not going to Jordan Mason. Here's Brock Purdy talking about that play.
We felt like we, you know, could have scored on that drive, and I love the aggressiveness by Kyle going for it, fourth and two, fourth and one, and they had zero blitz, and you know, one guy just came free, which in our pass protection, that's just how it is, and they got a hand on it, a tip ball, man, at the end. So it was a good defensive play on them, and I was just trying to give JJ a shot. That was where the ball was supposed to go and against man, and you know, I thought I had it, and ball got tipped.
Oh my gosh, Donnie, I just had a flashback to the Super Bowl when Chris Jones came free and deflected the ball, but Purdy right there makes it sound like that's by design. Somebody's going to break free, but if it's the wrong dude breaking free, he can mess up the play. And mm-hmm. That's what Minnesota did. And I don't know if you heard before the game, Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator, said we wanted to play with violence and we wanted to be physical. And I think he hit those two up. They hit that out the park.
Let's go to Peter in Walnut Creek. What's up, Peter? How you doing, man? Hey, Peter, what's going on?
Monday.
Hey.
I was texting my nephew. He's a big Minnesota fan, okay. Born and raised in Minnesota, lives in the Twin Cities. So we're going back and forth on text throughout the whole game. And a couple of my comments were, as the game is going on, I say losing C-Mac is huge. Bummer. We lost a whole dimension. Then I said, oh, the Vikes D came to play. And he says, I can't believe my eyes. They look better than they have in a long time.
Yeah.
And then I said, your O-line and D-line are kicking our butt. And he goes, yeah, they are. And further on down, I make the comment, we're being out-coached. And then it just goes on, and then I'm slowly complimenting the Vikings more and more and getting more and more on the 49ers' butt. And then we just wound up the text conversation where I said, we got beat and out-coached by the better team. So, you know, it's just I just write it off to one of those days. The Niners weren't there, and the Vikings were stoked.
Yep. That's
they kicked our ass in all facets of the game.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's week two, and I have no problem with that, looking at it as just one of those games.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got to win next week, because if you don't win next week, you're 1-2. But I, you know what? I've heard this a few times today, and I don't disagree with it, and maybe I have a reason for it. And it doesn't feel like yesterday they played with any urgency.
Mm.
And that could be a function of the Super Bowl hangover. And this is a team that's gone to four NFC title games in 5 years. They've gone to two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. They know how hard this is going to be. They know they have a 17-game season. They're just two games into it. And maybe this is going to be a year where the 49ers are going to have to get their backs up against the wall a little bit to kind of shake it off, because it's not an easy road for the 49ers to play an entire season like they've played the last four or five seasons when those years didn't end well. It's just a grind. And maybe the first month of the season, month and a half, is just going to be a grind for this team until they get started.
Well, it's about, I don't want to go biblical on you, Stoney, but it's about revelations. Like, you got a question mark at quarterback, and we all assume this guy, Brock Purdy,
who?
Is going to get a lot of people, $50 to $60 million, and he doesn't look like that in two games. And to say, I'm not saying it's going to be tough, but you just said it in the first block. You know, this is a different team. And what's scaring me about this team and his red zone inefficiency is how long is McCaffrey going to be out? Because I thought Kittle was enough, and I said it. I thought Debo and Ayuk were enough. I thought Trent Williams was enough. And the emergence of J.P. Mason, so I don't want to sit here and sound like I'm crying in my beer about not having McCaffrey, but the bottom line is, yesterday on the road to an inferior opponent, you got it handed to you.
I don't know if they're inferior.
But did you? I love you.
I know how we felt going in, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter how we feel. And I'm saying, Steinie, when you come out,
the bottom line
is, I can't just erase yesterday.
This is the point. Is the 49ers were not a 12-5 team that came in against the 7-10 team.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.